USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
China's space agency says most of the remains of its Long March 5B rocket burned up during re-entry in the Indian Ocean in South Asia on Sunday morning Beijing time. People in Jordan, Oman, and Saudi Arabia reported sightings of debris piercing the early dawn skies over the Middle East. The rocket carried the main module of China's first permanent space station into orbit on April 29th. A pipeline that runs from Texas to New Jersey, pumping more than 100 million gallons a day and delivering roughly 45% of the fuel for the East Coast, is offline because of a ransomware attack. Colonial Pipeline carries gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Senator Elizabeth Warren says she will run for re-election for her Senate seat in 2024.
Joe Biden is running for re-election. I plan on helping him, and I plan on staying in the Senate.
The Massachusetts Democrat on CBS Boston. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A study released this past week from the University of Washington indicates that COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. could be as high as 900,000. There are just over 581,000 deaths on record, according to Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House COVID-19 response team tells NBC's Meet the Press.
I think there's no doubt, Chuck, that we are and have been undercounting. What that tells us is something that we've known. You know, we're living through a historic pandemic, the likes of which we haven't seen in over 100 years.
The U.S. has more COVID-related deaths than any other country. Senator Mitt Romney has been censured by the Republican Party in Weber County, Utah, for voting to convict former President Donald Trump in the Senate's second impeachment trial earlier this year. Romney, who was the only Republican who voted to convict Trump during his first impeachment trial last year, said he voted again to convict in February because he believed Trump attempted to, quote, corrupt an election to keep oneself in power. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Police in Colorado Springs say seven people were shot and killed at a birthday party early Sunday morning. Officers found six adults dead, one man seriously injured who later died at the hospital. The suspected shooter was the boyfriend of a female victim at the party, which was attended by her family, friends, and some children. Reports are the man walked inside and began shooting before killing himself. Relatives of the children involved came to the scene Sunday to pick up the children. Former Delaware Governor, State and U.S. Representative, and Republican presidential candidate Pierre DuPont has died at the age of 86. DuPont turned away a career with his family's chemical company for a life in politics. His former chief of staff said today that Pete died at his home in Wilmington after a long illness. Medina Spirit could be stripped of the Kentucky Derby crown if the findings into excessive use of the steroid betamethasone are upheld. Churchill Downs suspending Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert on Sunday.
This horse was never treated with that, and he's a great horse. He doesn't deserve this.
Baffert has promised to be fully transparent with the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. Move over, Octomom.
A woman in Mali has given birth to 9 babies. 25-year-old Halima Sise gave birth by cesarean section to 4 boys and 5 girls on Tuesday. The nonuplets have yet to be verified by the Guinness Book of World Records for the most births from a single woman. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.